Mr. Albert Christopher Kabagambi, the Kasese Municipal Principal Health Inspector, has threatened to apply an iron hand against any member of the public who is not willing to adopt the minimum guidelines against poor garbage disposal. He expressed concerns that whereas Kasese Municipal leadership had put measures to keep the municipality clean, some members of the community dispose garbage their way. Addressing a delegation of political and technical wings from Rukunjiri Municipality Council that were on a benchmarking tour of a proper use of OSMID, as well as associating themselves with approaches applied for a clean town, Mr. Kabagambi asked the political leaders, civil servants and the waste management contractors across the municipal council to tie the knot against poor garbage disposal now that the political campaign era is over. Mr. Kabagambi.
The law enforcement arm should also help us to identify people who have been registered and these people who throw on the streets. Because between the good and the bad, there is the law which regulates and aligns systems. So the law is there to maintain. We pray that abandu vale keriaho, abandu wabiwa kateka mshalisa binisiro mshalisa streets, busiriria wabo, akasupa kukwenda na kumanzeri. And then they should also learn that garbage is not for free. Plastics are being bought, metals are being bought, grass is being bought.
In her submission, Ms. Evelyn Mugume, the Kasese Municipal Senior Environment Officer, asked the visiting delegation to sensitize their disposal, to sensitize the locals about the importance of trees, green spaces, wetlands and proper disposal of garbage for clean, dust and garbage-free Rukunjiri Municipality. In his response, Mr. Isaiah Tumwesije, the Rukunjiri Municipal Town Clerk, said they will continue consulting their counterparts in Kasese Municipality and until they meet their target. Parents of Kabuga Demonstration Nursery and Primary School in Kagadi District are demanding justice for after discovering that their children were made to sit fake primary living examinations in 2025. However, it is alleged that the head teacher, Mr. Mkwasira Titus Tito, gave all their 12 P7 candidates fake 2025 exams that were not set by the Uganda National Examinations Board. According to parents, Tito misled them by claiming he had registered the candidates and the school in Chenjiji District. According to Ms. Maklini Indiamuhachi and Ms. Gloria Katshabe, both parents who were courting their children, Ms. Indiamuhachi and Ms. Katshabe, speaking.
And atamazu magali tujende nkwereke stamp yitu olebe neji yana mazuma bakabafera anyata okubita tukasamisa nana mwenda turasamine neri ndi shomero John na watu watu lianyigurira office na lia stamp yabo na lia nepapura byabo recommendation zabo na lia mbiri kwa ukanamu wakubevi nuwale wani 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 kurebe byabo byaukine mu munonga na ranti na algo yonka kasu
bit kitogwe akatukora kubinkite nkabazire abana bitu bakabari byatsaba sente za registration ikagweraho bitu echo busasi munonga na moka yabo yoyonka na yetije andete kadi tibine.
The Kagadi District Inspector of Schools in charge of Buyaga West, Mr. Alinda Julius Ntijiza, confirmed